103.9 FM, KNZA.
And we welcome you back to Jackson Heights High School, home of the Cobras, one final time here on KNZA 103.9 and also streaming live on our brand new Cobra channel, courtesy of MSC Sports over at MSCSports.com. We got Valley Falls and Jackson Heights coming up in just a minute or two. I want to thank Jake Spaulding, Colin Feldkamp in studio. I'm Brandon Tam, and pleased to be joined by the voice of the Cobras, I guess if you want to call it, of the new Cobra channel. That is Crendon Prophet. We appreciate him doing his thing and joining us here.
Yeah, hello, I'm Crendon Prophet. I'm a Jackson Heights student, junior class, and I'm glad to be helping you do a little color commentary today.
And we're going to get it off and running here in just a moment. Again, our first two matches went like this. It was Jackson Heights defeating Pleasant Ridge in the first set, 25-13, 25-19. Second matchup was Pleasant Ridge and Valley Falls. Pleasant Ridge getting that win, 25-14 and 25-18. They honored the few seniors here for Jackson Heights, as it is the final regular season try of the year, and Substate coming up here on Saturday. We'll know those Substate brackets at some point, hopefully before the noon hour tomorrow. Again, the seniors, again, for this Jackson Heights team, Canyon Olverding, also Mallory Mulroy, going down the list here. A couple more, McKenna Rischick, and also Kaylee Thompson. They honored Kaylee, of course, over 1,000 digs in her career. She's also been a former athlete of the week as well for us over at MSC Sports. Canyon is so certainly some good athletes, and this is a Jackson Heights team. Crendon, that's, again, after their win earlier, 29-8. As long as Jeff County North won one of their matches tonight, looks like the Chargers are going to win the Northeast Kansas League title, barring a couple losses, and then you'd see a tie, but haven't seen any update on that. But this is certainly a Jackson Heights team that has got quite a few seniors. They've been around a while and certainly have the capabilities of making a run to the state tournament.
Oh, yeah, I definitely think so. I mean, I've been around these girls. I mean, all high school, and I've seen them play, and I mean, I know stats about them. I know Canyon Olderbing, she has, 314 kills on the year. I mean, that's impressive. She almost averages five kills per set. So, I mean, all around impressive on through all these girls.
And hopefully we can see maybe at some point, maybe a rematch of a sub-state championship. Last year it was JCN and Jackson Heights, but the Chargers just got the best of the Cobras, and JCN was off to Dodge City for the 2A state tournament last year, and that's going to be a fun sub-state at JCN on Saturday. Top two teams appear to be the Chargers and the Cobras. So we're getting set. It's our final matchup. Again, Jackson Heights playing with us here on the near side. On the far side in the pink tops, it is Valley Falls. Again, Valley Falls coming off the loss, 13-21, now 6-9 in Northeast Kansas League play. And we are underway here. Cobras have it, pushing it across. Is Kaylee Thompson. Now the Dragons have it. Thompson pushing it up in the air. Third try. Thompson sends it across. Our first volley here in the first set here, and it's going to be a quick point for the Cobras. So a 1-0 start here for Jackson Heights. Again, they beat Pleasant Ridge in the first matchup tonight in straight sets. 29-8 is their record. 12-3 in Northeast Kansas League play. Sitting second behind the Chargers of Jefferson County North. Thompson sends it across, tapped up in the air by Brown. And now a point here for Valley Falls. A good finish by Corey Kirkwood. Makes it a 1-1 tie. Back to serve here for Valley Falls. It is Kirkwood, the junior. Again, this is a team that has surpassed their win total from a year ago. There's a spike, and there's a kill. There it is, Kaylee Thompson.
Yeah, you saw a good setup by Michaela right there to Kaylee Thompson. She's just able to put in a great spot for the Jackson Heights Cobras to get a point on that, going up 2-1.
2-1 is our score. It will be Thompson to serve. In Jackson Heights, this past Saturday, went 3-3 at a loaded Sabetha tournament. Nemaha Central won that tournament. Nemaha Central, the number one team in 3A. There's another point here for the Cobras as Darvo tried the kill shot, just goes up against the net, and a 3-1 start here for the Cobras. Thompson will continue to serve. The libero is Lillian Brown. Also out there is Michaela Hutfels. You have Olverding up front. As Darvo taps it across, now the Cobras get it back. They set it up for Olverding here on the near side, and it's stoppage of play, and I think it's a point here for Valley Falls. Makes it 3-2. So a violation there committed by the Cobras. Dragons trail 3-2. They have the serve. It's our final matchup of the evening here in the regular season. Olverding, two-handed push try across, but too strong in back-to-back points here for the Dragons, a 3-3 tie.
Yeah, definitely too strong of a hit there. I mean, good pass up by Lillian there in the back position as a libero.
So the Jackson Heights Cobras, again, a dominant year, and kind of trying to get it back to the state tournaments. We're a match away a year ago. They have it here on the back line with Thompson. They push it over here to Olverding, whose spike is in. Easily done there. Makes it now 4-3 Jackson Heights, and a kill shot there for Canyon Olverding.
Another great setup by Michaela Huffus. I mean, she set up, I mean, a ton of balls tonight already. I mean, impressive.
Mallory Mulroy checks in, will serve. One of the few seniors, again, honored prior to this matchup. And a quick stoppage in play by the near side official. As another late sub comes in here for Valley Falls, it's Skylar Nyberger, a sophomore middle back line. So a 4-3 Cobras lead here in the first set, taking on Valley Falls. Darvo gets it to the front of the net. Now it's hit all the way back, and the Dragons able to get it across. They push it over here to Olverding, whose spike attempt is tipped up in the air, and a diving effort is not there. Nice try by Kirkwood, but Olverding earning that point makes it 5-3. Valley Falls 9-23 a year ago. They've won 13 here in 2022. Will also be a part of that Jefferson County North sub-state this weekend. There's another kill shot.
A great setup by Dawson there.
Bryn Shoup puts that one down, the freshman. She's on the front line currently, as it's Mallory Mulroy. She'll continue to serve. Sends it across. 6-3 is the lead. Make it 6-4. A little strong on that serve. At the junior varsity here to our left, getting set for their final match. So the varsity a little bit ahead here of the JV tonight, down to the final match. Olverding the spike. It's off the top of the net. It's going to be a point here for the Dragons. Olverding couldn't quite put it down.
Yeah, a very good double block there for the Dragons.
6-5. Dragons down one. It's going to be Darvo to serve. Hard with the left hand. Pushing it up to the front. Olverding, another spike attempt, and it's in there.
Yeah, this time, I mean, they beat that double block, and Canyon just got right through there, put it in the place that she needed to put it, and now 7-5 from Jackson Cobra.
Yeah, and it's going heavy here to Olverding. They're really trying to set her up early. She's come down with a few kills. Again, over 1,000 in her career. It's also Kaylee Thompson. Mentioned the amount of kills she has this season. Thompson can't handle that one on the back line. Point here for the Dragons. 7-6. They have now scored 3 of the last 4, so they're hanging around here in the first set. It'll be the libero to serve here for the Dragons. It's Maddie Miller. Swings the right hand through. Thompson with the dig, pushing it here to the near side. Spike attempt. Miller has it on the back line and get a stoppage of play. I think it's a point here for Valley Falls, and it's 7-7. So Miller again will serve it up. 7-7 tie here. Valley Falls, they've scored 4 of the last 5. Miller sends it across. Thompson on the back line, pushing it up front. Olverding spike, and she kills it again.
Yeah, another impressive spike by Canyon Olverding. Like I said earlier, she averages 5 kills per game, and she has 314 going into this game right now in the year.
8-7, Jackson Heights. Olverding will serve here. Just barely grazing the top of the net, but gets it across. Thompson gets it back here from the set. Blocks, and good defense there by the Dragons up front. Lauren Brown, also Corey Kirkwood. And on that one, it's an 8-8 tie. As the Dragons looking a little bit sharper than they did in that second matchup, or that second set, I should say, in their first matchup against Pleasant Ridge. They are competing hard here early with one of the best in the Northeast Kansas League. Darvo back line, pushing it up front. There's the set and the spike. Olverding had it, but out of play it goes. And a kill shot there for Corey Kirkwood, and a 9-8 Valley Falls lead here in the first set. Back to serve here for the Dragons. It's going to be Tori Freeborn, the junior. She'll send it across. Thompson again mishandles this one on the back line. And a 10-8 start here for Valley Falls.
Yeah, I see Valley Falls better with communication this game. I mean, a lot better with communication, a lot better playing up front, too. I mean, with a good set of blocks by doubles.
So 5 of the last 6 points scored by the Dragons. Nearly get an ace here, but Thompson able to get it back across. Miller on the back line, pushing it far side. Brown does, and the kill shot is saved nicely by Mulroy here on the back line. Now Thompson with the kill shot. She puts it home. 10-9, Valley Falls lead down to 1. Get a line change here. A couple subs in for Jackson Heights. McKenna Reischick is in the game up front. Also in is Hutfuls here on the back line. She'll serve it. Jackson Heights down one here in the first set, 10-9. Here to Valley Falls. And Hutfuls a little bit long on that serve, makes it 11-9, Valley Falls. So Valley Falls has a nice little rhythm going for the last five, six of the last 8 points by the Dragons. Here is Thompson with the kill, lands it in. Just in front of that back line, makes it 11-10.
Yeah, Katie might lead this team in kills, but in second best is Kaylee Thompson.
Thompson, get her on the front line. It's especially when you get Thompson and Olberding up front. It's just
they both play perfect on the outside.
There's another point here for the Cobras. We're tied at 11. We've gone back and forth here so far in the first set. First two matches were two-set sweeps tonight. Here's Miller on the back line. Here is Darvo with the spike attempt, but Olberding is there for the kill, and it lands on the other side. So just one of those times where it's just kind of hovering over the top of the net, and Valley Falls wasn't ready for it. Jackson Heights takes the lead at 12-11.
Yeah, that's one just going to be communicated better by that defense.
So back to serve here is Bosley for the Cobras. Nice line drive serve. Brown up front, pushed across here on a third try. Bumped up in the air by Cochran. Now it's pushed over by Thompson. Darvo punching it in the air. Third try again for Valley Falls. Olberding to the front. Thompson, they set her up. Little finesse shot. She finds the opening. 13-11. Now four straight here for Jackson Heights, starting to find a rhythm.
Haley Thompson is showing some finesse on those kill shots tonight.
Bosley here with the serve. 13-11. The home squad in front. First set. Darvo, they set it up here near side. The block, but the kill is in. Credit that one to Corey Kirkwood, the junior. Makes it 13-12. Stops a run of four straight there for the Cobras. And this is a Valley Falls team that's the third time this year that they're playing Jackson Heights. Jackson Heights is 2-0 against Valley Falls this season. 13-12, Jackson Heights here in the first set. Olberding to the front. They set it up, and there's the spike attempt, but a good dig on the back line there by Lauren Brown. And another block up front there defensively by Reischick. Back line here for Jackson Heights. And Olberding with the kill shot. Good rally here by both teams. Olberding another save. Thompson pushing it across. Diving effort keeps it alive for the Dragons. Ball up against the net. Still kind of hovering above the net. Third hit here for the Dragons. They send it across. Good diving save there by Brown to keep it alive. Now Thompson pushing it back over. Dragons have it. They set it up, and it is set up perfectly. I believe that's McKenna Reischick again, the senior. One of the four honored here tonight. Makes it 14-12. It was a good rally by both teams, but ultimately the Cobras get that point.
I saw a good performance by Reischick on that.
Thompson there with the ace as she gets it to go. Back line couldn't handle it. So Thompson continues to serve here, 15-12. As, again, now Jackson Heights on a run. They have scored six of the last seven. They want to set it up here for Frakes, and a one-handed save tapped over by Reischick, but Dragons keep this one alive. And now one out of play. It's a little bit long. Missed it there by Lockhart. And another one for the Cobras here. And certainly don't want to make many mistakes like that, at least costly errors against a team as good as Jackson Heights. You want to give yourself every opportunity. Here's one up against the net, tapped in the air by Frakes. Olberding sets it up, and it is out, I believe. No, they say it was in. 17-12, and a timeout on the floor, so we'll take one as first set. Jackson Heights 17, Valley Falls 12. We're back at 30 seconds here on KNZA.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
full crew tonight. Brandon, we got Crendon, Colin, and Jake, all a part of the broadcast team, making this possible here on KNZA 103.9, also on the brand new Cobra channel, courtesy of MSC Sports at MSCSports.net. We're in the first set here in our final matchup. It is Jackson Heights leading Valley Falls 17-12. And there's a point here for the Dragons. Darvo puts it down. Much needed after the timeout. Stops a run of Jackson Heights. Had gone 8 of the last 9 points there.
Yeah, that's going by,
yeah, go ahead.
That's going Valley Falls to score a point immediately after that timeout.
Yeah, see if they can keep something going here. They want to set it up for Olberding. There's the spike, and it's just out. They've set her up multiple times here. We've seen kind of on this little front left side, and she's looking for the back left corner, and she's missed it a couple times now. Makes it 17-14, so back-to-back points for the Dragons out of that timeout. And a near ace there, but pushed across by Lillian Brown. Now the Dragons get it up front. Darvo's spike attempt is blocked, and a point for the Cobras. Make it 18-14. Now a couple subs back in. We'll see Mallory Mulroy. She's going to come back to serve here. We're coming down the home stretch here in the first set. 18-14 Jackson Heights. They beat Pleasant Ridge in the first matchup tonight in straight sets. Pleasant Ridge already on their way home. They beat Valley Falls in the second matchup, and Valley Falls on a third try just has to get it across. They can't. It goes into the net. Make it 19-14. Jackson Heights now with a 5-point lead.
Yeah, Neyberger tried getting that across. I mean, hitting twice on that one.
There's another good serve by Mulroy and up against the net. And once again, another point here for Jackson Heights. So keeping it low, it's just grazing the top of the net and making it tough for the Dragons to come away with it. 20-14 now. Mulroy again will serve. Pushed up in the air by Kirkwood. And on a third try, they had to just get it back across. Now they want to set it up. The Cobras do. And there's the spike and the kill. It's Bryn Shoup, the freshman, who puts that one home, 21-14.
Yeah, good spot right in the middle, right between the defense.
So Shoup up front. You also have Olberding up there as well. Cochran, part of the front line. Darvo sends it across. Brown on the back line. Olberding, they set it up top of the net, and it lands home. 22-14, and it's really been all Jackson Heights and another timeout.
Yeah, after that timeout, Valley Falls only saw, what, 2-1 points after that timeout? Jackson Heights playing pretty well after that timeout.
So counting this up, we have 13 of the last 16 points have gone for the Cobras. Valley Falls, first half of this match, they were right in it. It was a 3-3 tie. Jackson Heights made it 6-3, and then Valley Falls came back with a nice run. They had actually a 2-point lead at 11-9. But since then, that's where we have this stretch of a 13 out of the 16 last points, or 13 of the last 16 points again scored by Jackson Heights. So they have built this 22-14 lead in the first set. This is the third time that Valley Falls and Jackson Heights are playing each other here in 2022. Jackson Heights winning the first two matchups in straight sets. And now out of the timeout, Mulroy will serve. Nearly getting an ace, but Darvo keeps it alive and sent over by Lauren Brown. Now the Cobras get it back. They set it up for Olberding. Her spike is just inside the line and good. 23-14.
Yeah, that time Olberding putting it right where she needed to. She's been trying getting there all night, and she finally gets that shot that she's been looking for.
Well, they've been setting her up here front left, and she's missed a couple times on the left side, but she gets it there. Now Valley Falls in desperate need of a run, and right when I say that, Darvo goes long with it, and now it is set point here for Jackson Heights. It is 24-14. So now Mallory Mulroy can help in this first set against Valley Falls, and will at least play another. Mulroy into the net right there. So it makes it 24-15 as the Cobras will go back to serve. Or correction, the Dragons now back to serve with Lily Darvo. Push it to the far side and send across. Dragons were ready for it this time. On a third try, they have to push it across. Lillian Brown, the libero, up front. Here's Olberding, a chance to win it. It's up in the air. The Dragons keep it alive. Lauren Brown sends it across. Thompson, up front. Olberding, they want to try her again. There's the spike. Hit up in the air, and the Dragons have to at least keep it alive one more time. They want Olberding one more time, and another backline save there. Nicely done by Kirkwood, but finally it lands home. And the Cobras are able to wrap that one up. 25-15. Jackson Heights is going to take the first set here against Valley Falls. So we'll step aside for a quick break. We'll come back. Second set coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Houlton. Our family caring for yours.
Are you looking for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle with hometown service like none of the rest? Look no further than Foster Ford in Houlton. We take pride in serving Northeast Kansas for over 50 years. If we don't have exactly what you're looking for, feel free to let us know so we can get it for you. Stop in and see for yourself why people choose us and return time and time again. We are located on Highway 75 in Houlton. Just stop in and visit with Ray, Scott, Lonnie, or me, Jordan Foster at Foster Ford in Houlton today. You can also view all of our inventory online at fosterfordinc.com.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Houlton.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in, talk to us, can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us, Kellerman Insurance in Houlton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Second set underway here between Jackson Heights and Valley Falls. Cobras get the first point, a 1-0 lead, and they'll continue to serve here with McKinley Mulroy, the sophomore, and a spike attempt put down here by the Dragons. As that one, it was Kirkwood who ties it up at 1-1. Jackson Heights a winner in the first set, 25-15. Jackson Heights scored 16 of the last 20 points in that set to really pull away and take down the Dragons in the first set. There's one that goes long. This hit by Rischick makes it 2-1 at Valley Falls.
Yeah, you saw Valley Falls come out exploding in that first game against them.
Yeah, they came out very strong, and just, again, Cobras kind of wore them down, and there's a miss hit by Thompson that's out of play. So three of the first four here by the Dragons, 3-1, an early set two lead, obviously needing this one to force the third set. Cobras win. We'll have three straight sweeps tonight. Pleasant Ridge going 1-1. There's a set and a spike. And put down that time by Kaylee Thompson.
Yeah, perfect kill shot right there. That one went just straight like an arrow to the ground.
Yeah, just right in between kind of that middle and back line there for Valley Falls, just knowing where you got to put it. And here's Bosley to serve. Dragons set it up middle, and the spike attempt is long. This hit by Lockhart. And quickly back-to-back points by the Cobras ties it back up 3-3.
Yeah, Cannon really smart. Just let that one go out of bounds. 3-3 tied up now.
So Bosley back to serve again, the sophomore. We got sub-state brackets coming out tomorrow. All the sub-state action will be on Saturday. We'll have plenty of coverage for you. There's another point here for Jackson Heights. Now three straight, makes it 4-3. Both these teams will be competing at Jefferson County North. The lone two NEKL teams that aren't in that sub-state is ACCHS and Moore Hillmount Academy. Those two teams will be in Seneca at the Nemaha Central 3A sub-state. 4-3 Jackson Heights here, second set. Good rally between the two. They set up Thompson, and the spike is in there. Splits the two defenders up front in Darvo and Kirkwood. And now it's four straight here by the Cobras. Their lead is 5-3. We continue to see Bosley serve, putting together a nice run here. And nearly got the ace, but the Cobras keep it alive. That should have been, I think, blown dead. And I think they do because it was outside the pole. So it's going to be another one here for Jackson Heights. Now 6-3 is their lead. Still very early here in the second set, but there's a quick point there. Finally, the run for Bosley in. She goes long on that serve. It is now 6-4. So the Dragons will go back to serve here with the junior, Corey Kirkwood. Sends it across, dug up by the libero Brown. Dragons save it. Darvo pushing it across with one hand. Diving effort there by Olberding to keep it alive. And now Rischick sends it across. Dragons have it. They set it up. There's the spike. Not much oomph behind it, but Cobras are ready for it now. Here is Thompson with another kill shot. She puts it home. So, well, it was really Olberding kind of in the first set. Now we're seeing Thompson here kind of take over early in the second. 7-4 is their lead. Cobras will go back to serve here with the mentioned Kaylee Thompson, the senior. Certainly a team that is talented enough to compete at a state tournament this year. Last year they lost to Jefferson County North in the sub-state final. There's one batted up against the net, and it's going to be a point here for the Cobras. Their lead now 8-4. And if they can close it out and sweep Valley Falls, they will get their 30th win of the year. Currently 29-8. This final regular season matchup before the sub-state tournaments begin on Saturday. There is Olberding and a good defensive effort, and out of play it goes. So the Cobras, again, get another point, 9-4. And they're on a little bit of a run here in the second set. So we saw Valley Falls score 3 of the first 4. Now 8 of the last 9 have quickly gone to the Cobras. That'll break a streak right there. Dragons get that one, 9-5.
Yeah, that one was just off the head of Mulroy and out.
So we got the Dragons serving it. It's Peyton Lockhart, a junior, sends it across. Thompson up front. They set it up for Rischick, and she goes into the net. Olberding tried to save it, but it was already dead. And the Cobras dropped that one. Valley Falls, now back-to-back points for them. They trail 9-6. Jackson Heights won the first set, 25-15. Lockhart to serve it again, and it's long and out of play. 10-6, Jackson Heights here, set 2, and now kind of a line change here. We'll see Mallory Mulroy check in. Also coming in is Bryn Shoup. You see that line change with Shoup going up front, and then Mulroy going back to serve. 10-6, Cobras lead here in the second set. And a near ace, and then it's just tapped down, and that's just set up perfectly. That's just unlucky if you're Valley Falls there. Olberding just was set up perfectly. 11-6, she puts it down.
Yeah, Kaden Olberding knows when to hit it hard, knows when to hit it soft.
Mulroy able to serve it up. Dragons set it up for Darvo, and it's spiked, but defensively blocked by Olberding and Shoup. Cobras earning that one on the defensive end. 12-6 right now with double up lead for the Cobras.
Just showing that athleticism, being able to get a point and block a point.
Mallory Mulroy again continues to serve. They set it up here for Frakes, and her spike is dug up nicely. Now Olberding, a spike attempt. And this is saved on the back line by Kirkwood. Then across by Lauren Brown. Cobras have it. They set it up for Thompson, who spikes it. Kept alive on the back line here by Kirkwood. Now a battle against the nets, won by Jackson Heights.
Yeah, that one won by Dawson Cochran.
She was able to get up a little bit higher across the way than Corey Kirkwood for Valley Falls. Darvo trying to keep it alive. She hit it straight in the air. Now a third try is sent back across. And finding the opening once again is Dawson Cochran. As you mentioned, the junior makes it 14-6. It's all Cobras now and a timeout on the floor. So we'll take one as well. Pause for a quick 30, and we're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Brandon Tamman alongside Crendon Profits. Also want to thank Colin Fellkamp, Jake Spaulding tonight. Our final regular season volleyball broadcast here from Jackson Heights. Cobras get a service error there out of the timeout by Mallory Mulroy. Makes it 14-7. Cobras here with the lead over the Dragons. They won the first set. Jackson Heights did 25-15. The Dragons here on the serve. Olverding is set up. Good block here. It's double hit. And now a third try. Is it going to get over? It does. And the Dragons keep it alive. When the Cobras get it back, they push it here to Olverding. And her little finesse tap is put down right in front of Skylar Nyberger. And a point here for Jackson Heights makes it 15-7. Looking for win number 30 is Jackson Heights before Substate coming up. And it's looking to be JCN at their Substate on Saturday, the top seed. Jackson Heights looking to be the 2 seed. And there's one that's sent long by Cassie Frakes. I think it's 16-7, Jackson Heights, continuing to build on this lead here in the second set and trying to close this one out in straight sets tonight. A soft serve there by Austin Cochran. Dragons, though, able to keep it alive, push it across. Mulroy, Cochran up front. Now Olverding, two-handed push shot over and just mishandled on the back line as Olverding puts it down and make it now 17-7. So Jackson Heights just kind of slowly continuing to build this lead as Dawson Cochran will serve. Put in the air by Kirkwood. And a nice diving effort there by Thompson to keep it alive. Olverding's spike is blocked up. Dragons do a nice job there defensively. Now Thompson again, the dig up front. Darvo keeps it alive here for the Dragons, and now a point here for the Cobras.
Yeah, perfect double block by the Cobras, just getting that ball down.
18-7 now is the lead. Trying to close this one out in a sweep. Jackson Heights swept Pleasant Ridge in the first matchup. Pleasant Ridge swept Valley Falls in the second matchup, and we're on pace for a Jackson Heights sweep over Valley Falls here in the third set. Dragons have it on the attack. Good block there up front by Shoot, but ultimately the Dragons do get that point. Nice job on a second effort there by Frakes. Makes it 18-8, Jackson Heights. So a quick sub in for the Dragons. Valley Falls will bring back their libero in Maddie Miller, who goes back to serve. Dragons need a run here, down 18-8 here in the second set. Set it up here for Bosley. Her spike is hit. Miller with a nice diving effort. Pushed across by Brown. And now a stoppage of play. I think they're going to call a double hit here on Valley Falls. So it makes it 19-8, Jackson Heights. Now back to serve is Canyon Olverding. She'll send it across. Dragons get it to the front of the net. They set it up here for Freeborn, but it's dug up nicely by Mulroy. Push it to the far side. Thompson's kill shot is in there. And credit Thompson there with a nice finish. Makes it 20-8. That's Jackson Heights itching closer here to a victory. Olverding again to serve. A near ace, but somehow a lucky hit there by Darvo. Goes back over. I don't think the Cobras were ready for it. Valley Falls getting that point. Makes it 20-9, and they're back to serve. It looks to be here with Tori Freeborn. Again, Valley Falls, they need a long rally here to get back into this one. And right when I say that, it's a service error by Freeborn. Makes it 21-9. Jackson Heights, and now here's the line change for the Cobras. Reese Chick back in. Also, they want to bring in McKinley Mulroy, the sophomore, the younger of the Mulroys here. Got McKinley and Mallory. McKinley there with the serve, nearly gets the ace. But the Dragons are able to keep it alive. Now Olverding to the front of the net. They set up Thompson. A little finesse tap over, and it finds it. Finds the opening there. It just dribbled across the top of the net and just dropped down. Sometimes when things are going your way, it kind of continues to do that. And the Cobras have been dominant here in this matchup. It's 22-9 as Thompson keeps it alive, but ultimately can't get put back over by Rischick. Makes it 22-10. So a chance here for Valley Falls. It's going to be the junior Lauren Brown to go back to serve. Send it across to Lillian Brown, the libero for Jackson Heights. They set it up. Thompson is blocked, and I think they say Valley Falls is up against the net, or at least the double hits might have been the call. And it's 23-10, so 2 points away from match victory here for Jackson Heights. Taylor Bosley with the serve. Jackson Heights getting it right back. Rizchik at the front of the net. Spike attempt is saved on the back line here. Now Darvaux sends it across for the Dragons. They want to set it up for Rizchik. Her spike attempt blocked in the air by Lauren Brown. Dragons keep it alive on a third try. They get it across. Cobras get it back, pushing it left side here to Thompson. Another finesse shot put down.
And Thompson finishes the game with a finesse shot.
Or getting close to it.
Close to finishing the game with a finesse shot.
Well, if she does it again here to wrap it up, it would just be kind of a storybook ending because she's been just sensational. And how about an ace to end it for Taylor Bosley? 25-10 as Jackson Heights is going to get the sweep here tonight on their home floor, as it was straight set victories all around as we finish off our broadcast here tonight. Again, final thoughts here. As again, we want to thank Colin and Jake for taking some time out of their days for us here tonight. Crendon, appreciate the help here tonight. Great job. You will be on the call for one of our Game of the Weeks on Friday night. Jackson Heights will close out the regular season against Onega, I believe.
Yep.